Donald Trump shocks an evangelical crowd with a common sense remark, and the place goes crazy in his support. You've got to see this.
For too long, politicians have tried, oh, have they tried, to centralize authority among the hands of a small few in our nation's capital. I see them all the time. Bureaucrats think they can run over your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your faith, and tell you how to live, what to say, and where to pray. But we know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. And we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God. Liberty is enshrined in the very First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer. I remind you that we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again. I also want to speak to all of the people, see, you thought I forgot, in our faith community who are here with us tonight, veterans and non-veterans alike. You're never going to be forgotten. You'll never be forgotten. My administration will always support and defend your religious liberty. We don't want to see God forced out of the public square, driven out of our schools, or pushed out of our civic life. We want to see prayers before football games if they want to give prayers. We want all children to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God. We will not allow the government to censor sermons, to restrict the free speech of our pastors and our preachers and the people that we most respect, like Robert. That is why, just as I promised Pastor Jeffress and other faith leaders, I just signed an executive order following, and this is something that makes me very happy and very proud, following through on my campaign pledge to stop the Johnson Amendment from interfering with your First Amendment rights.
That was a great speech from Donald Trump with many great points. He fired up that crowd with his common sense positions, and the place was going crazy. The line I enjoyed the most was that in America, we don't worship the government, we worship God. That is a remark which many can agree on, regardless of political affiliation, as when the time comes where we start worshiping the government and stop worshiping God, that's the time where we have lost all sort of reason as a country. Along with that incredible line, Donald Trump made many agreeable common sense points about protecting the freedom and liberty of religion along with the freedom of speech. I liked how he wanted to bring back people saying Merry Christmas again and making it popular to pray before football games, other sporting events, and even in schools if they want to do so. I think this speech from Donald Trump is must-see because it shows a side of him which isn't portrayed in the media at all. It shows how he is a man of God and how he is willing to protect and fight for religion. If you are a person of faith and want to know what the candidates in this election think about religion, when was the last time we have seen Biden deliver this type of a speech where he praised God and wanted to protect and fight for religion? I don't remember, but he probably doesn't either. But anyways, that was a beautiful speech which should be shared and seen in today's world. What do you think? Let me know in the comments below what your opinion is on what we saw today. I personally think the speech was great, but that's just my two cents, and you are entitled to your two cents.